Senator Mark Begich held listening sessions with veterans today in Fairbanks and yesterday in Anchorage. His office says about 60 people attended the Anchorage meeting and around 40 showed up in Fairbanks today. The senator's press secretary, Julie Haskett, says topics ranged from health care to concerns about suicide rates of combat veterans and questions about the economic stimulus package. Begich has serving on the Senate Armed Services Committee and the Veterans Affairs Committee and notes that veterans comprise 11% of Alaska's population, more than 70,000 people.
You know, Alaska is very complex when it comes to veterans issues. And you just take health care, delivery of health care in this unique environment of Alaska. You can't just go drive down to the clinic and get dealt with. You have to fly for hundreds of miles. You have to figure out how to ensure that the care is available. And a growing number of veterans that are coming into our state because it is a place that people like to retire.
Begich has signed on to legislation in the Veterans Affairs Committee. One bill would forward fund veterans' health care through the advance appropriations process. Begich says the Veterans Health Care Budget Reform and Transparency Act would provide funding a year in advance.
I really like this concept because forward funding or two-year funding is something we introduced as a mayor of Anchorage. We went to a two-year funding cycle. The reason we did that is because then you could manage the product, the programs, rather than pushing paper every year. So it was very valuable. I think this is a good move. It also creates some stability to the Veterans Administration in the sense of delivering health care and other services to veterans.
Begich is also co-sponsoring a bill to increase disabled veterans' compensation through a cost-of-living adjustment. It has the support of everyone on the Veterans Affairs Committee, Democrats and Republicans alike. Begich has a staff person in Anchorage focused on military and veterans' affairs. C.W. Floyd is a retired 21-year Army Vietnam veteran and worked on vets' issues for Begich in the Anchorage mayor's office. Begich is spending time in Alaska during the week-long congressional recess. On Thursday, he'll go to Bethel, where he'll tour the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation facilities with Darren Peet, the Bureau of Indian Affairs Congressional Director. From there, he plans to talk over video conference with people in Emonic, St. Mary's, Tuksuk Bay, and Aniak.